Powering Michigan's Future with Dick Hafner.
Good evening. On tonight's edition of Powering Michigan's Future, we'll get an overview of the recent Macomb State of the County Address with the Macomb County Executive Mark Hackle. And we'll discuss the advancement of PACE financing in Wayne County with Andy Levin of Lean and Green Michigan and Wayne County Commissioners Tim Colleen and Ray Basham. So stay with us for Powering Michigan's Future on News Talk 760 WJR.
It's Powering Michigan's Future on News Talk 760 WJR. Brought to you by the National Electrical Contractors Association of Southeastern Michigan and the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Local 58. The best contractors, the best electricians, period. Once again, your host, Dick Hafner.
Welcome back to tonight's edition of Powering Michigan's Future. We're pleased to welcome the Macomb County Executive Mark Hackle to our studio to cover the highlights of his recent State of the County address. Welcome to the show, Mark.
Thanks, Dick. I appreciate it.
Would you boil down in two words, what were the heart in two words of your county State of the County address?
Basically, good to great.
Those are three.
Good to great. Good and great are the two I'm focusing on. Two doesn't count. Come on, man.
We're talking about political speak here, so, you know, we whittle down some of the words. Well, what is a highlight of your county address? What is the one theme that you wanted to hammer to the people who were there to listen?
I think what we're trying to get people to realize is, you know, we're making good on the promises, and that is this new form of government trying to look at the issues within Macomb County. First off, it's really understanding the Macomb brand and getting out from underneath that thought people had of a blue-collar county that really wasn't part of the region or really well-connected.
Is that not accurate, do you think?
Oh, very, very inaccurate. I think it's incumbent upon us to get out from underneath that. It's not anyone else. I mean, if you're not going to brand yourself as an individual, a company, an organization, others will. So the reality is we had to get out there and get people to understand what the Macomb brand was about. And even as a government, the functions of our responsibilities and the budget, which seems to be the biggest concern of most government entities these days, we have turned that around. I mean, our budget, where we were actually looking at running out of money by the end of 2012, actually running out of money in Macomb County if we continue to do the things we were going to do. We turned that around. And we've shored up or cleared up $60 million worth of budget deficits, added $30 million to our fund balance, and today we have an enviable budget here in Macomb County, and it's because of all the work that has been done by the countywide elected officials and even the employees that have been part of the solution.
Do you think under the old board, the Board of Commissioners system, that kind of a deficit would have been impossible to whittle down?
Well, I think what we had some very structural issues with the budget itself, and really, reality was we had to start making some cuts, and it wasn't pleasant, and it's not easy. But, you know, unfortunately, sometimes when you have elected officials that come in 26 every 2 years, it's kind of hard to give and take and try to figure out, you know, how do you manage the countywide elected officials and come to some consensus as what needs to be done. So the people, by electing a county executive and saying you are now accountable and responsible for the various aspects of county government, promoting county government, but also that budget, it wasn't pleasant. There are some people that aren't happy about some of the cuts and some of the changes, but the reality is we're there, and that was what was necessary, and I think this new form of government created that opportunity for us.
Describe more of what you were talking about a moment or so ago about the brand of Macomb County. What is that? What is your thinking on that, and how would the brand of Macomb County today be different than what we would have seen the brand of Macomb County, say, 15 years ago?
Well, we are blue-collar, and you know, there's no mistake in that, but we're more than that. And when people talk about Macomb County, it's one of those communities that is working class. And as a result, that middle-class, working-class, blue-collar county, we had to get out from underneath, you know, the reality of what it is that makes us who we are. So when you talk about the access that we have to our water resources, I mean, Lake St. Clair, the gathering place of the Great Lakes waterway system, 31.5 miles of coastline on the busiest freshwater lake in the entire country during the summer months, 41 miles of a river, and that's the Clinton River. I call it our mainstream Main Street that runs through the heart of Macomb County, and yet we really haven't developed opportunities for access for people or looked at that as an economic opportunity as well as quality of life. We talk about our defense industry. We have, in defense, this is an area that we have captured in Macomb County, and we have really captured most of the defense work in the state of Michigan. 60% of the contracts that are issued through the Department of Defense are here in Macomb County strategically. 600 companies of the 1,600 in the state of Michigan are located in Macomb County. So defense is strong. We are very strong on defense. sense. And so the question becomes, how do we promote that? Automotive, advanced manufacturing is still part of our heart and soul in Macomb County. In agriculture, multi-billion dollar a year business in the north end of Macomb County that really hasn't gotten a lot of attention that it deserves. So there are many aspects of Macomb County that deserve that attention. And when you look at what's been happening lately, we are the fastest growing county in the state of Michigan over the last census period and still growing. People are coming or moving to Macomb County because of the quality of life, and they feel welcome. So that's the premise that we're working under, is getting people to realize what is of value that people find in Macomb County and telling our story.
Well, the way you just described the county accurately, for those of us who know Macomb County, you just described a very diversified and varied county, from working agriculture, where you can still go up and see farms and farmers in the fields every day in their family farms, into the factories, which are blue-collar, as you pointed out, but increasingly they are not blue-collar. Increasingly they call for highly skilled jobs that pay a lot, and people who walk into the factory every day, but instead of wearing a blue collar, they have a white collar on, and they're scientifically trained.
I've been to many of our manufacturing facilities over this last 3 years. As a sheriff, my job was obviously public safety. Now as county executive, I'm out there, I'm touring the schools, I'm touring government offices to kind of get a feel for what's happening in the various communities within Macomb County and throughout the region. And when I've been to the manufacturing facilities, it is not the manufacturing facilities of our years where our grandparents were in there. It is so different. It's so modern.
Even when I was in there,
very
far different. Believe me.
Very high tech. And I mean, it's pretty incredible when you see the advancements. And these are good paying jobs and opportunities for kids that I don't think a lot of parents are gearing their kids towards or having them focus or look at. And boy, I think they're missing out on some real potential here. So we're trying to get that attention drawn back to the manufacturing facilities that are some very skilled high tech jobs that are there.
Are you able in some way to take that message to the schools of Macomb County?
That's what we're working with. We're working in partnership with the superintendents throughout the school, the ISD in Macomb County, which, by the way, we have probably one of the greatest ISD, Macomb Intermediate School Districts, in the entire state of Michigan, and that's very well recognized, and I don't think anybody would argue that, as well as our Macomb Community College, my former alma mater. They're doing a great job of trying to make those connectivities for people, for the schools, and for even retraining of people that were looking for jobs and getting them to see that there's opportunities there, and again, high-paying jobs as well.
We're going to find out who is coming to Macomb County. As County Executive Mark Hackle points out, make Macomb your home. Let's find out who is making Macomb their home as you stay with us for more of Powering Michigan's Future on News Talk 760 WJR.
This is Powering Michigan's Future on WJR. Here's Dick Haechner.
Welcome back. Powering Michigan's Future. We've been discussing the state of Macomb County with the County Executive Mark Hackle, and we continue our conversation with Mr. Hackle about his 2014 priorities for the county and the theme that you started last year that got a lot of attention that you're hammering home still today, and that is make Macomb your home. It's pretty obvious what you're trying to do there, but who is making Macomb their home these days?
Well, we've come to realize that there's been a tremendous shift in population in the region, and that's unfortunate. I mean, my job is to figure out how do we compete as a region as opposed to compete as a county, and I've been very fortunate with the regional partners, be it Dave Bing, Bob Ficano, or Brooks Patterson. That outreach has been incredibly well thought out, and the connectivities and sharing of resources, too. So we're coming to this real understanding that we need to come together as a region to compete for world resources, whether it's people or population wanting to move here and or people wanting to invest here. In the city of Detroit, the depopulation of the neighborhoods is a sad story. It's a sad reality. Downtown, exciting what's happening downtown with the investment and the growth. But I think what's happening is that that population lost in Wayne County, in particular the city of Detroit, has moved north for better opportunities. You know, and we're coming to find that a lot of it is a result of, you know, safer neighborhoods, better quality of education with their schools and even in our public school systems in Macomb County. It's just there's a better opportunity even with affordable housing, and people are starting to recognize it. So most of our population increase, I think, was as a result of some of the people in the city of Detroit and Wayne County looking to find a better quality of life and another nicer place to live at this point in time. time. I'm hoping that we can help with the city of Detroit to not just reverse that process, but to figure out how do we grow the region. I would love to keep those that came to Macomb County, but how do we get people to say, you know what, Detroit is a place I want to live, and I want to live in those neighborhoods.
Well, during the economic downturn, the Great Recession, as we've been calling it, Macomb County's population stayed pretty much the same. It was stable, and in fact, there was some increase. And in most counties in Michigan, that wasn't the case.
We've had an incredible increase in population. We've got 851,000 people now living in Macomb County, and the city of Detroit is right around 700,000. For the first time ever, that last census period, 2010, Macomb's population was greater than that of the city of Detroit. That was unheard of. And so since that time, we're still seeing growth. And in fact, since my last State of the County address last year to this year, 10,000 more people have made Macomb their home. And again, I attribute that to the reality that people are starting to see the Macomb advantage and what we have to offer. And they feel welcome and they feel comfortable, and that's why they're moving here.
Now, as county executive, you run the county government. And outside of that, you're kind of like the county's chief cheerleader, and you try to bring together officials and various other entities from elsewhere in the county and help unify in spirit, if not physically, in body and in program, so that you can all go pretty much in the same direction. How has your acceptance been by other officials around the county in cities and townships where they control their own services, police, fire, the water departments, et cetera, and they may not want somebody from the county, even someone as well-known as you, coming in and telling them what they should be doing?
There's no question. We recognize that each municipality is distinct. There are 27 municipalities that make up Macomb County. My job is to figure out how do we brand the uniqueness in each one of them and try to help them leverage what they have available and get that word out. So they've been very receptive, working with our planning department, our equalization, and again, even with myself directly. So we've been able to look at things for the county as far as a government office service that we can. One of the unique, the new facilities that we just created is called ComTech. And ComTech is actually our communications technology center, which is some people look at it as a dispatch, but it's more than that. Within county government, we have to figure out, are there services we could provide for local municipalities so that they could say, you know what, we want to take advantage of that. We would like to maybe have the county take on the responsibility for us, whether it's planning, whether it's economic development, and or sheriff services. In this particular situation, we've got a communications center that in Macomb County, we were going in different directions ourselves with our road department having a communications center, our IT system in a completely separate area, emergency management in the sheriff's department, four different silos. We brought those together, created a facility that's $13.5 million, and it's going to be completed within the next 2 weeks. We're going to be doing a big rollout on that on time and under budget. This facility, Dick, I'm telling you, is absolutely incredible when you look at the advancements and the capabilities of it, but even the beauty when you walk into this old building that we used to have as part of the county's facilities. When you walk into it and you see it, it's going to be absolutely one of those things you go, how the heck did they have this happen? And are we really in Macomb County? It's an incredible advancements in IT and technical services in Macomb County.
So something like the county government is in position to help local governments, local townships and cities save money in many areas under this atmosphere where we have Lansing and Governor Snyder telling us every day that you've got to talk about consolidating and improving services or the state's going to come in and do some bad things that you don't want.
And you're right. We've made consolidation opportunities available to the municipalities. So anybody who's looking for shared services or opportunities, we are available and we reach out for that. We don't ever try to take it over. Back when I was a sheriff years back, about 5-6 years ago, we had taken over the Mount Clemens Police Department. The question back then was, you know, can we save them money? We've saved them $1 million per year as a result of that new contract. And the service they're getting, I think if you ask those that live in the city of Mount Clemens and or any of the businesses, they'll tell you that it was a good move on behalf of the city of Mount Clemens to do that. And yet they realize their services have been enhanced. It's been incredible. But it came with a lot of tension and a lot of concern and some pushback from even municipal leaders as well as the neighbors. But there's no question. Those things can happen. It's just got to be the will of the people, the will of the elected officials to allow those things to happen. We will make ourselves available to be there to help support whatever support they need from us as a county.
The military corridor, is that still growing? Because we've had Pentagon cutbacks, Department of Defense cuts back, and so all kinds of domino effects occur in the 50 states. What is Macomb County's military corridor look like now?
I'll use automotive as an example of this. We thought the automotive industry was done. We thought it was dead and gone about 3 years back. Now it's back and back with a vengeance. We got a $1 billion facility that they just created over by the Sterling Heights Assembly Plant. It's absolutely incredible facility that they invested $1 billion, Chrysler did. Well, that's a statement. They were ready to take that facility, mothball it. It wasn't even going to be part of Chrysler anymore. And that didn't happen with the support of the local, the federal, state, and even the county officials trying to figure out how do we make this a reality, and they did, and even the UAW weighed in on that. So when we talk about defense, you're always going to have the ebbs and flows, the ups and downs with the military and even obviously Department of Defense funding. We're going to have that. But right now what we're seeing is a lot of investment in Macomb County from those that really want to be close to that industry because it's a strategic advantage for them to be close to TACOM, TARDAC, and even Selfridge facility that we have out in out by Lake St. Clair. So it really is a cluster of an intense area of production, research, design, engineering for both automotive and for defense, and I think you're seeing a lot of companies recognizing that there's a huge advantage to relocate in and around Macomb County.
And it's never going to go away either. That's going to be there.
Well, and even the state of Michigan recognized that because we made a pitch to say, you know what, allow us an opportunity. The MEDC usually takes the lead on these things. What they did is they gave us $250,000 grant for Macomb County to help market, promote, and try to figure out how do we get people not only to retain the businesses that are here in Macomb County, but how do we reach out and get others to want to invest here, not just on behalf of Macomb County, because the state of Michigan, the governor, Mike Finney, have recognized this advantage is a regional and statewide advantage. So now in Macomb County, with that grant, we have taken a lead to market defense for the entire state of Michigan. And I have to thank them for recognizing that and giving us the opportunity to do so.
The shoreline of Lake St. Clair, most of it is in Macomb County. What can the county do to enhance Lake St. Clair and use the lake and not abuse the lake so that we can get more out of it?
What we have put together is a Water Resource Advisory Council. It's one of the first things I did when I got into office because I realized there's a tremendous opportunity for us with land and water resources and the people that are very passionate about it, whether it's people from the DNR, people from SEMCOG that are very interested in trying to figure out how do we grow opportunities for people to have access to that lake and as well attractions to the lake. So working with our municipal partners and as well as regional outreach, we're trying to gather more opportunities around that lake for us to actually give access to it and people to enjoy entertainment. My gosh, we just had the bass fishing tournament out here, Bassmaster Elite Series. They had their Super Bowl of bass fishing tournaments out on Lake St. Clair, which was a nationally televised event that brought a lot of people to Macomb County and millions of dollars to Macomb's economy as a result of that that event.
This summer, and of course we're right in the middle of winter now, so we can only dream about the nicer, warmer weather. But when it comes, more and more people are going to be discovering at least one fairly new entertainment venue, which you were very involved in and helping to redevelop. And when the good weather comes, a lot of spectators will be coming and a lot of people are going to have a good time over at Freedom Hill. Tell us what has happened there.
Yeah, Freedom Hill and Hillside Hillside Productions. Actually, Hillside is the facility where they have a concert venue, and Freedom Hill is where we put on the actual festivals, local festivals, and they have a great time with it. It was shut down for quite some time, got back in office. People were saying, hey, you need to get that thing back up and running. We did. Tom Chilani, Joe Vicari have done a masterful job of bringing back a regional entertainment venue, and I say regional because even Brooks Patterson was there for Huey Lewis and the News, their first debut. In fact, I told him when he was there, I said, see, Brooks, the heart of rock and roll is still beating here in Macomb County. So I got an opportunity to see him there, as well as Dave Bing. He came to a couple concerts, and they were just amazed by the facility. And if you hadn't been there or haven't been there, you really need to take a look at it. It's absolutely incredible. It's a beautiful facility, and they're putting on some great acts. And I understand that next year they're going to have even a bigger lineup, if you will. Lady Antebellum was in our backyard at a concert, and you're just looking out at that crowd thinking, boy, this is exciting to see that this is back up and running, and people are back to work in that facility, as well as being entertained, and it becomes a quality of life and economic development opportunity for us.
A lot of great things happening in Macomb County, and we're very fortunate to have had the Macomb County Executive Mark Hackle here on Powering Michigan's Future to tell us all about it. Thanks for stopping by, Mark.
Thanks, Dick, and thanks for making Macomb your home.
Staying with Powering Michigan's Future, we're going to turn from Macomb to Wayne County as you stay with us on News Talk 760 WJR.
It's Powering Michigan's Future on News Talk 760 WJR. Brought to you by the National Electrical Contractors Association of Southeastern Michigan and the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Local 58. The best contractors, the best electricians, period. Once again, your host, Dick Haefner.
Welcome back to tonight's edition of Powering Michigan's Future. We'll turn our conversation now to Wayne County, and we'll discuss property-assessed clean energy PACE financing with Andy Levin, the founder of Lean and Green Michigan, and Wayne County Commissioners Tim Colleen and Ray Basham are here. Thank you, gentlemen, for being here on Powering Michigan's Future. We've been learning over the past few months about PACE financing with Andy Levin. And Andy, why don't we start out with you and give us an overview again of what PACE financing is.
Sure, Dick. Thanks for having us. PACE financing basically makes clean energy financing anything that improves a building by making it more energy efficient, more water efficient, or adding renewable energy generating capacity, makes financing that stuff work for property owners. And the way it happens is people like these gentlemen, county commissioners, pass a resolution saying that property owners can take on a voluntary special assessment, a property tax obligation, to finance that clean energy improvement. And it makes it work out for the property owner because now they can finance something over 10 to 20 years instead of 3 to 5 years. And a lot of times the payback on an energy improvement is longer than 3 to 5 years. So this makes it work out financially.
And what kind of projects are we talking about?
We're talking about any energy efficiency project, so new windows, doors, caulking, insulation, HVAC systems, new roofs, anything like that, any rainwater recapture, low flush, low flow, any plumbing, anything that saves water, and then any renewable energy, so solar, wind, geothermal, or biofuels, anything like that.
And to make this really work and to make it work so that it gets into the hands of the people who can use it, put it to work, you need the cooperation of the various political jurisdictions to make it easier to be used, right?
That's right. Unless a county or a city adopts this, there's no way a property owner can use it. So it really depends on the political leadership at the local level for this to happen.
And we've got Tim Colleen and Ray Basham from the Wayne County Board of Commissioners here. And Tim Colleen in District Number 1, tell us what's been happening with PACE.
Well, thanks for having us here today. We just passed it a week ago, 10 days ago. So it's the expectations of what's going to be happening with PACE more than what is actually going on right now. But in the run-up to this, we've heard from a lot of contractors and developers that this is a tool that they need in their toolkit. You know, we have a lot of old buildings in Detroit and Wayne County. You know, a lot of this was built before World War II. So the potential is definitely there. So we'll be able to answer that question a lot better a year from now and give you a lot of numbers about how many people have taken advantage of this.
Was it fairly easy for the commissioners to see the wisdom of PACE financing?
Yeah, it was. It passed unanimously by the commission. You know, everything takes a little time. It took us a little longer time than we wanted to get this enacted. But once everybody was up to speed and educated on what this was, it was unanimous by the commission.
Commissioner Ray Basham in District 14, you were also instrumental in bringing PACE into Wayne County. What is the kind of potential that you see in this?
Well, it's one of those unique issues that comes along where it's actually truly a win-win-win. And usually if it sounds like it's too good to be true, it usually isn't. But this is. It helps with the financing. It allows the businesses to stretch out their financing. It helps the banks or credit unions, if you will, to secure basically their loans because it's attached to the property. But there's no tax dollars from any of the taxpayers in, for example, Wayne County. But also it creates jobs. People now will be going to work doing those sorts of things, putting in the flushless toilets, putting in the LED lights, putting in all those sorts of things. It makes a a building more efficient. And then lastly, it's good for the environment. If you care about global warming, if you care about the environment, it's a little piece of the puzzle that actually helps with the environment. So it really is a win-win-win kind of a situation.
How do the commissioners, you and Tim and the other commissioners in Wayne County, get this word out to your constituents that this is available?
Well, we go to WJR and we talk to them.
I think that's the best strategy of all. And other means of disseminating information, whether it's the news media. Are you able to go into any community meetings and any mail-outs that you have to your constituents and tell them about this? Because if they don't know about it, they don't use it.
Well, that's an excellent question. We actually do an e-newsletter, and so it'll go in an e-newsletter. We did a press release. It's in the press release. So we're doing those sorts of things that we can do to communicate to our community at large that this is a tool out there available for businesses. And also people that do that kind of work to connect with those businesses through PACE.
And Commissioner Colleen, what kind of communication do you get from businesses for programs like this? They come to the county, I would imagine, a lot to find out about programs that are complicated for all of us to understand, and we put it on your shoulders to explain to us what they are and how we can use them.
Yeah, I've gotten a lot of feedback since we've started this over the last 5 or 6 months from the development community as to the kind of important tool. And I think it's going to be important to us to reach out to, like, the downtown development partners, the organization, and the business organizations to make them aware of it. But people are also aware that this legislation exists and existed in a few other communities. In fact, the people that brought this to me, the first conversation I had was with Detroiters Working for Environmental Justice, who are training people for green jobs, saying, hey, this is a real opportunity for us to train more Detroiters and Wayne County folks for the kind of jobs that this will generate as a result of increased activity.
Andy Levin, all the development going on in downtown Detroit right now, the renovating of the old buildings, boy, PACE financing was just made for that, wasn't it?
You know, you're really right, Dick. And in terms of this whole idea of getting the word out, since this is sort of a business-to-business deal, it's really about getting to the contractor community, getting to the real estate community, precisely the people you're talking about. And we had a really fantastic showing of those people coming before the commissioners last week and in their earlier hearings. People who own buildings saying, hey, I want to save energy and save money on my building. Energy contractors who've done geothermal work, solar work, HVAC work, saying, I've got projects that are great projects that we simply can't go forward on because there's no way for the owner to finance it. So will you please pass this PACE resolution? So I think a lot of our work together, the commission and Levin Energy Partners and all the other members of this public-private partnership, is getting out to educate the contractors of how they can actually use this, and getting out to the real estate management community and the real estate ownership community to let them know this is available.
Andy, will PACE financing, do you think, help spur new development of brand new buildings, new projects?
You know, that's a really good question. The statute does not rule that out at all. People think of PACE mostly as being about retrofits. They think about it as being inefficient buildings made new, made more efficient, brought up to date, made more valuable, made so that they're a better investment for the owner, made so that they're more comfortable for the tenants and employees by being less drafty and having steadier temperatures, more sunlight, all of that. But the time will tell whether it really adds a new dimension to the development of new properties. But, you know, you're really right, Dick. If you're going to build a new building, if you're just going to build it to code, PACE isn't really going to be helpful to you. But if you're going to make it much more efficient, you know, much better lighting than code requires, much better plumbing efficiency, much better energy efficiency than the code requires, PACE financing may well be helpful to you as well.
Well, if I'm building a brand new building, especially a new multi-story office building that is connected with all the latest and greatest electronics and lighting, and I want a building that's going to be really functional for the next 40, even the 50 years, I would think that we need to look into PACE financing to help us do that.
There you go. Yeah, it's a great option.
Stay tuned for more as Powering Michigan's Future continues on News Talk 760 WJR.
This is Powering Michigan's Future on WJR. Here's Dick Hagner.
Welcome back to Powering Michigan's Future. We're continuing our conversation about Wayne County PACE financing with Andy Levin, the founder of Lean and Green Michigan, and Wayne County Commissioners Tim Colleen and Ray Basham. Andy, tell us what types of businesses qualify for PACE financing.
Well, Dick, really, virtually every business in Wayne County would qualify. All you have to do is have you have to have business property that you use. It could be a warehouse, a hotel, an office building, a hospital, really any kind of business property. And the advantage for the property owner is that they may have even thought about trying to save energy before, but they couldn't do it because the upfront costs are too great. And what PACE allows is financing 100% of the project, so they don't have to pay any money down. And by spreading the repayment out over a longer period than is necessary to pay off the loan, you actually get a cash flow positive deal for the property owner. So they are getting the whole thing financed, and month in and month out, it's actually cash flow positive for them because the energy savings are greater than their payments. So that's sort of the rationale for the business owner.
How do you make it easier for them to navigate through the bureaucratic red tape that's involved here?
Right. So we try to make it as easy as possible. They can actually go right to the Lean and Green Michigan website right now, which is leanandgreenmi.com, leanandgreenmi.com. And right on the left-hand side down there, there's an application, and they can apply right there. And they don't even really have to know everything about the project they want to do. If they want to save energy, they can apply. We can connect them with a qualified contractor if they haven't done that yet. If they already have, they can put that information down. We can also connect them with a lender. If they don't have a lender, or if they already have one, that's great. So they can really come in, Dick, at any stage of the game, and we can help them move forward.
Commissioners Basham and Colleen, in your positions, you're always looking for job-creating potential for your constituents, and Commissioner Basham, what kind of potential do you see PACE financing helping that along?
I'm a visionary. I see electricians like those in Local 58, the IBEW, NECA, and other trades like the carpenters, building trades. I see them working. I see them gainfully employed, making a living wage. I see cranes. I see all sorts of those sorts of things for Wayne County, and I think this is a good step in the process to put those people back to work and make sure that they're gainfully employed and we protect the environment.
Commissioner Colleen, this is the kind of nuts and bolts thing that really is necessary when you talk about job creation. Nobody has a silver bullet. I mean, nobody flies in a cape and creates jobs. You have to work at it. And this is the kind of program where the work really gets done, isn't it?
Well, absolutely, yeah. The green economy is the economy of the future. And so I think this positions Wayne County real well. And when you look downtown, midtown, all of the influx of youth into our community, all of the business startups that are going on, and I think specifically in that group, this is a natural, I think. These are people that grew up with clean energy, and so I think in order to promote businesses, have more jobs in the county, make it easier and add to our economic development toolkit in the county, make it easier for people to do business in Wayne County and more affordable for them to do it. So I'm excited. This is the future for Wayne County. It's a forward-looking project, and I'm really excited to see what's going to develop as a result.
Andy? You know, Dick, just to back up what the commissioners are saying, if you step back and look at a national level, because PACE is so new, but now 31 states and the District of Columbia have adopted PACE, and in about 10 or 12 states, the program's really up and running. It just started, it was first started in 2008, and every year the amount of business done through PACE has doubled. So from 2010 to 2011, 2011 to 2012, and 2012 to 2013, each of those years, twice as much volume of job creation and work was done as the year before. So in 2013, we're not even done yet, but over $50 million of PACE projects are on the books from California to Connecticut. And so we may be sort of a baby here in Michigan just getting started, but I'm telling you, 2014 is going to be a year when we really come out of the gate and get a lot of people working on these PACE projects. And Wayne County is going to be the heart of it. It's our most important city. It's our biggest county. Wayne County last week became the largest local government to create a PACE district outside of California. I mean, that's something Michiganders should be proud of, and it doubled the size of Lean and Green Michigan. So now today, one out of every three Michiganders lives in a Lean and Green Michigan PACE district, and 2014 is going to be our breakout year to put people to work like the commissioners are talking about.
Well, this is a website that works.
Hopefully a website and you know, a lot of local political leaders like this who are stepping up to the plate for their constituents. That's what it's all about, really.
Well, Andy, obviously Wayne County can really be a capital of the activities that PACE financing helps foster. Any Wayne County businesses and business people that are listening right now, if they're interested, what do they do next?
The simplest thing is for them to go to the Lean and Green Michigan website, which is www.leanandgreenmi, like Lean and Green MI for Michigan.com. And they can find everything they need there. They can also be in touch with Wayne County Edge, which has been a great partner in this. And if they already are working with Wayne County Edge, which is the county's economic development organization, they're fully engaged in this as well.
And commissioners, how can people get a hold of you at your offices, any of your constituents or anybody in Wayne County, and they want to get a hold of the Wayne County Board of Commissioners? We've got two of the leading and veteran commissioners here. How do they reach you, Tim?
In what way are you? You need a phone number,
website, et cetera, et cetera?
Well, WayneCounty.com. All of the commissioners are in there under the, and you can contact everybody through there. My direct office number, we're 313, of course, 224-0920.
And Commissioner Basham?
You can just Google Ray Basham or Wayne County Government, and my name will pop up, and you'll have access to our phone number, website, and all that sort of stuff.
Wayne County Commissioners Ray Basham and Tim Colleen, Andy Levin of Lean and Green Michigan, and earlier we heard from Mark Hackle, the Macomb County Executive. This has been Powering Michigan's Future. Most importantly, we want to thank you for listening to Powering Michigan's Future on News Talk 760 WJR. Dick Hafner reporting.